August 7th, 2012 County Council meeting to order. Approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. Only one change to the agenda today. We can amend to eliminate executive session and possible action on executive session items.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had the approval of minutes of the July 31st meeting. Anything to be changed or corrected or questioned? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is none.
Mr. Lawson.
I had a call. It's not exactly correspondence, but I had a call about crop dusters, and I tried to call the fellow back, and the number doesn't work. I just wanted to ask your advice how I get that word out. That what you're supposed to do is get the number from the plane and report it to the FAA. And since I can't reach the constituent, I'm a little concerned and would like to make that information public. If I could,
Kevin,
please.
The next time they call you for that, you tell them there's no charge for an air show.
Thank you. I'll tell him that too.
Anything else from council?
Okay.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Only one item today in the report. Sussex County Emergency Operations Center call statistics for July. Attached, please find the call statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for July 2012. There were 18,565 calls handled in the month of July. Of those, 911 calls in July, 79% were made from wireless phones. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Dan Parsons, Sussex County History Book. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thank you. Thank you for your time. I won't take much of it. I just wanted to give you a quick update on the history book that we've been doing, basically selecting 50 sites throughout the county and doing kind of heritage tourism themes and giving maps and such. We've completed the map and got the roads all listed, and the University of Delaware is working on the text now. About half the sites have been written about. And now we're here today to ask one more step so we can begin in earnest fundraising to pay for the publication.
Currently, we have agreed 2 years ago in July 2010 to serve as the fiduciary agent for the development of this book about the history of Sussex County, and we had gotten a donation from the Southern Delaware Tourism, and we haven't had any expenses yet, nor have we collected any more donations. But we thought, given the nature of the project, that it would perhaps be better administrated out of the Delaware Community Foundation, as they are a philanthropic organization, that they could advertise their book in the newsletter and perhaps get even more donations from the avenue of which they would run it. And that in talking with Dan over the long run, they expect this to be an ongoing project and not just end with the history book, depending on the amount of donations they had. So we thought that given in the best interest of the project, that constituents that wanted to buy the book would more likely rather write a check over to the Delaware Community Foundation than Sussex County, because we're a bigger organization. It really isn't what we do. Is not, you know, this kind of thing. We give grants, we're done. So we'd like your permission today to change that, to serving as fiduciary agent, as a book will get rolling now, and turn it all over to the Community Foundation, as we have no other part in it.
Do you have a motion?
I have one. We'll just do it for on record.
Sure.
Be it said that no Sussex County will no longer serve as fiduciary agent for the development of the history book from Sussex County in collaboration with the University of Delaware, the nonprofit group Preservation Delaware, Inc., and the Delaware Heritage Commission. This project will now be administered by the Delaware Community Foundation.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried.
Thank you very much,
sir. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb, grant request.
It's going quick today. First one, Millsboro Little League.
I'd like to give $1,000 out of my account.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Millsboro Little League out of Mr. Phillips' account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next. City of Rehoboth Beach.
Yes. The Delaware State University Marching Band comes every summer, and I think I've helped, you know, fund some of their transportation costs for the last couple years. So I'd like to give another $1,000 for this summer's performance, I think, is over Labor Day weekend.
Correct.
Second.
Okay.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, grant $1,000 from Mr. Cole's account to City of Rehoboth Beach for the Delaware State Marching Band expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Yeah, it's a good show. You better go.
The new Coverdale Outreach Mission.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
$375.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
I'd like to give $125 to round it out to $500.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, to grant $375 his account, $125 Mr. Phillips' account. Motion, second, Mr. Cole, to the new Coverdale Outreach Mission. Any question? That's for
school supplies.
School supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 14,964 square feet, more or less. It's tax map ID number 1-32-2-133, and it is District 1.
I'll introduce that.
And the second is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GRRPC general residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.90 acres, more or less. It's tax map ID 2-35-5-5 and 235-13-2, and it's district number 3.
It's on Route 16, I believe. Yeah, I'll introduce it.
Mr. Deaver introduces it.
And that is all, Mr.
That's
President.
We now move to additional business brought before council. First person signed up is H. John Betts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Harold John Betts. I live at 310 Carolyn Street, Georgetown, Delaware, and I am here as a voice for a group of concerned citizens in Sussex County. These concerned citizens want to express to you their opinion about the issue of prayer and the court case you've been involved in, and we've prepared a statement for you from this group. We as concerned citizens of this county believe in what our founding fathers left to us as a pattern for governmental deliberations that was established in the Continental Congress. From that time, legislative sessions have been opened with prayer. In these chambers, your practice has been the same as our founding fathers. When a people forget their fathers, they don't know who they are anymore. We commend the County Council for standing in the tradition of our fathers. All across this land, there has been a concerted effort to erase the memory of who we really are. Your stand in protecting these memories and practices are commendable. We urge you to continue to resist this attempt to forget who we are. We support you and your efforts to maintain our identity as a nation, one nation under God. And I represent a group of people who are with me here today. And if they would stand to let you know who is in support of this statement.
Mrs. Wells with you? Mrs. Wells is with you. Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
We
thank
also.
You thanks for coming today.
I think they'll be applauded.
Okay.
Continue on, sir.
Okay. We have these diligent people have also collected almost 300 statements. These statements read, I am a resident of Sussex County. This is to show that I am in support of the Sussex County Council. Keeping the Lord's Prayer is the way to open each and every council session. God bless the men and women of our council. The people that signed this, these are not 25 names on a page. These are names, addresses, phone numbers, bank account number. Well, no, no bank account numbers.
Social Security.
Don't give us that.
They're serious about what they believe, and these are to be turned in. Who do I give these to?
Our clerk of the council, Danner, Mrs. Griffith.
So we stand with you in this battle to maintain the heritage of our fathers.
Thank you very much for coming.
I have a question for Mr. Betts. I've been an ardent supporter of the Lord's Prayer because it's been a tradition here in Sussex County. But we've had a judge say that we can't say that anymore.
That's correct. You have an injunction in place.
And I've had some people say, well, you should be willing to go to jail for that prayer. And I think that there's several up here that probably would. But then we've been advised by council that fines to the county's taxpayers is another option. And what if we are fined $10,000 a day as a county every day that we refuse to respect that injunction? There comes a point where we face a very difficult decision, and I wouldn't mind hearing your opinion about that.
So you want my opinion as to whether you should go to jail?
Actually, I'm going to interrupt at this point because it is under the procedure set up under other business. It's proper for people to come to the county and make a presentation to us for the 3 minutes. It has been our practice not to engage in any conversations or give and take, because at that point it is not something that has been posted on our agenda.
Correct.
And would then violate our FOIA. So
I apologize, Mr. President.
That's fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for coming today. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. We have been in and out on this thing for a whole lot of time, and you guys just don't get it. But I'll tell you what, you guys don't want to be called Turkish, then don't act like a dad blasted Turkey. First of all, you turned right around and gave money again to a mission. That is not your dollars. These are these people's money and those people's money, but it ain't your money to give no dad blasted church that don't mount the hill of beans to start with. And, oh, it's for school supplies. I don't care what it's for. It's not your money. Get a life, boys.
That's the last person signed up to speak to council today. Next thing on our agenda is public hearings at 1:30. Entertain a motion to recess 15 minutes to 1:30.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.